Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield School Board unanimously approved a bonding bill for a new elementary school last night. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman said included in the $41 million ask is
a new elementary school on the campus of Greenville Park, renovating the current Greenville Park Elementary into our district-wide Early Learning Center, and you can expect to hear a lot about the power of early learning over the next few months. It would also help relieve some space issues at Bridgewater School and at Sibley, and also some minor renovations to Longfellow.
Input through community members was more positive on the early childhood learning issue as opposed to also building a new high school, which failed last year as they attempted both projects at $109 million. As it is, the price tag for the elementary element has already rose by $4 million due to construction costs. Board Chair Julie Pritchard said the hardest part of their job is to ask voters $4, but reiterated the need. She said the tax impact on a $250,000 home would be $27 per year. For a $1 million business, it would be $219 per year. There will be much more public education on this item as we move toward November. The board also voted to retain Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman through 2022. Hellman, Pritchard, and Vice Chair Ellen Iverson were in studio this morning. Their full interview is online at kymnradio.net. Aurora Pharmaceutical is planning an expansion to the rear of their building at 1200 Highway 3 South. With a nod from the Planning Commission after a public hearing regarding the purchase of Northfield-owned parkland and a nod from the EDA, the project will move to the City Council. City Planner Scott Temple said the proposed acquisition site is about a third of an acre. Aurora will pay market value at just under $23,000. The land will be used for drainage purposes and to meet building setbacks. The area sits next to the East Cannon Trail. Aurora Building Manager Randy Ernst said they're working hard not to kill any trees.
We're going to bore underneath them, and we're paying extra money for all that, and we're going to build a retaining wall that is really going to be aesthetically pleasing, and we're going to add as many trees as practical and bushes along the parking lot to make this really look nice. I think it'll really make the trail pleasant to be. Besides the fact that we're going to make a little area for people to pull off with picnic tables and stuff, too, so that they can enjoy the trip.
Commissioner Betsy Buckheit motioned for approval, adding,
I believe this is very much in conformance with the comprehensive plan, one of those proverbial slam dunks. When the project was built in the first place, I was thrilled that Aurora Pharmaceuticals was intensifying land use on the highway, putting multiple stories there, doing the kind of infill development that Northfield has said that it wants, but has not had a great deal of.
Doctors Strobel and Werner asked the EDA to form a TIF district. EDA coordinator Nate Carlson explained to the EDA that this would allow them to use that money for site improvement costs. They were approved for just over $231,000 TIF over 8 years. Aurora Pharmaceutical manufactures veterinary medicines. Their plan is to add 25,000 square feet to their current 85,000 square foot facility. The plan, as mentioned, will now go before the City Council. And today's the day. Division Street between 6th and 8th Streets is set to reopen to traffic, according to engineering manager Sean Simonson. They are putting on some of the finishing touches, including planting of trees. The project will continue as it moves to 7th Street between Water and Washington. That stretch closes today for reconstruction. Stage 2 also includes a mill and overlay of Washington Street from Woodley to 2nd and various parking lot rehabilitations. The entire $3.7 million project is expected to be completed by late October. News from around the state is next.